Hello, and thank you for joining us on our preview call with me, Sherry Rose, the love linguist, and Tony Veer, the love coach. So we're going to start by talking about who this program is for and who doesn't need this program. So this is really for men in relationships who are having a hard time keeping their women interested. And it's also for women who often leave relationships because they're not satisfied. Their love bucket's not getting filled. Tony, what are your thoughts on who can benefit from this program?
Well, Sherry, I see that men and women that continuously have relationships that end within 3 months or who have burnout and sizzle in less than the 3 months time. I also see that women, you know, who are frustrated with not understanding a man or having a problem with their men committing.
Right. Yeah, that's a problem. You actually used the word sizzle, and I think you meant the sizzle turns into fizzle because, you know, they just can't keep that passion and can't ignite the fire in their relationship.
Yep.
And it's really important to keep the relationship hot and sizzling, you know, and it's also for people who, you know, it's okay. It's a good relationship, but it's not magical. It's not wild. It doesn't really turn them on when they think about their boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. And they just think about, you know, their, you know, some guys may think, oh, you know, it's the ball and chain instead of thinking about my bride or my lover. Yeah. And, you know, who this is not for, and you can hang up as soon as you hear this. If you go, that's me, don't even bother listening. If you're not interested in a serious or committed relationship, it's not for you. If you're not interested in actually putting in some effort in your life, in your love life, because there is actually work in love. You got to actually put energy and effort and attention into it. And if you're looking for a magic pill to make it all better, this is not the place for you. Any other thoughts on who this is, who's going to benefit or who really shouldn't be listening today?
People who want to get fixed. You know, fix me, do it to me, do it for me. This is not going to work for them either. They're actually going to have to practice. And it's not exactly the same as, you know, have not interested in putting the effort in, but it's more like a victim mentality. So that won't work. This won't work either. You may not even be present to the fact that you may have a victim mentality, but if you feel like it's all their fault, this is probably not going to work for you.
Okay, great. So now we know if you're listening and you go, yeah, I'm going to get something out of this. And if you go, I'm not, and hang up, that's fine. So let's move on.
Okay. So, Sherry, what are men's and women's biggest problems in relationships?
Yeah, there are sadly a lot of problems. Well, the biggest one for people who are dating is that they don't know how to get into the relationship. They don't know how to meet the person of their dreams. They're alone and they're lonely, and maybe they've kind of given up. And that's one of the things. And for people who may have been in a fabulous love relationship and it broke up and they're heartbroken from the past relationship, they want to try again, but they just need a push because they don't understand that whole world out there. And dating is only the first of the love dynamics. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, you know, men and women who are actually looking to improve the relationships that they do have, you know, they remember that once upon a time it was great, and you know, it's not that way anymore, and they don't want to quite give up on it yet. But you know, they have a challenge with it. So, and then people who want to understand the love dynamics so that they could actually have some hope again, even if they don't know what, you know, what we refer to as the love dynamics. They know that there's some steps, there's some technology or some system that they just haven't figured out yet, and they actually want to be able to understand it so they can restore their hope. And then, you know, they're the people that are just tired of failing in relationships. It just keeps not working out. And, you know, some women, for example, they might be feeling like they're starting to get a little older, that their biological clock might be ticking, or, you know, some men are like, listen, I have everything but the woman of my life. So, you know, people are, like, tired of failing.
Right. Yeah, those are definitely big problems. And, you know, I'm sure our listeners actually may relate to some of those thoughts. So what are the fears that men and women have around this era in their life? I mean, love is one of the most important drivers in our life. So what are the kind of fears that come up?
Well, the first thing comes up for me is people fearing that their relationship is about to break up. They know it's like not going well, don't know how to stop it, and they just don't want to be in the relationship. Not only do they feel alone, but they'll also, got used to it, and they actually want to bring back what had happened, how it started, never being able to figure out relationships. Another one is just being alone, or either not having sex ever again, or, never knowing when is the next time they're going to have it. So what comes up for you, Sherry?
Well, there's also embarrassment and shame. Some people are ashamed to ask for help, particularly men. I have a program that I do called the Man Class Accelerator. And the reason that the men really appreciate that program is because it's completely anonymous. Nobody needs to know that they're doing it. I tell men not to let the women in their lives know that they're going through it, so that way they can really understand. And, it's one thing when guys are dating. They are, maybe having that kind of locker room talk. But when they're in a relationship with a woman who they love, they don't want to talk to their buddies and tell them they're having issues. Guys don't want to have a sign that says, I got problems at home, because if you're a man, you should be able to take care of your lady. So, and there's the fears that you just don't have what it takes to make a relationship work. And that's kind of a problem.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. As a man, I could totally relate to what you said about men not wanting to, to divulge too much information, show any weaknesses. And, I could see that being a big area where men could be fearful at and be so fearful that they wouldn't even tell anybody that they was fearful at. So I have another question for you, Sherry. So what are some of the biggest frustrations, men and women?
Well, one of them is just clearly not understanding the opposite sex. I mean, we have different bodies, different physiology. Our brains operate differently. We have different drivers that motivate us in this world. And one of the things is just not understanding the love dynamics. I mean, I wish that when I was, getting into my first dating scenarios back, a few years ago, that I knew these love dynamics. I understand the interplay now because, A, this is my life's work. And also, it's taken me a long time to make very simple stuff that is complex because, human interaction, the interpersonal relationships that we have are the most complex things we deal with in our lives. So not knowing the love dynamics is really a frustration. People don't even know that they're called love dynamics. I've actually, I coined the five love dynamics, and there's actually a few more, but we're just focusing clearly on the interpersonal love dynamics here. The other frustration here is doing the same thing with the same bad results because you don't know what else to do. It's so frustrating. You want to try something. So you do more of the same and you get the same bad results.
Now, it's like banging your head against the wall harder. You got to have a breakthrough.
Exactly. And the other thing is, why are the frustration? There's so much information out there. There are books and courses and all kinds of stuff. And unfortunately, a lot of it is not clear, concise, and simple. And one of the reasons that people love working with me is because I make the complex simple. It's so simple, in fact, that people go, well, it's so simple. What's the big deal? Well, it's kind of like with going on a diet. It's like, what do you need to go on a diet program or go to the gym? All you need to do is eat less and exercise more. Well, those two little phrases, eat less and exercise more, having to do with losing weight, it's clear, but people need programs. They need to actually have some guidance and some structure so that you can really, truly achieve the goals that you want. And one of the other frustrations, that I hear from men, because I do the Man Class Accelerator, is all women want from me is money. They just want me to provide and take care of them. They want me to father kids and stuff, but I'm not really important here. It's just that, they want my resources. And for women, women complain all the time. Men don't want to commit. They don't want to get married. They don't want to get engaged. They don't want to move in together. They don't want to take it to the next level. I'm sure that you have a bunch of thoughts on frustration too.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know that men feel that their, you know, use for their resources. And so men, you know, even though they'll provide, they'll figure out how to create more money and how to have more influence. You know, they still don't know if they're being the person that's, that they're interested in is interested in because of them. Or because of what they have. But women have that same issue. I mean, women, you know, that are gorgeous. You know, they never know if the guy just wants them as arm candy versus actually really want to be with them. And so they have the same, it's pretty much the same thing there. But, you know, there's also stuff like, you know, people won't pay attention to me. My lover won't pay attention to me. Boring sex life or non-existent one. They're just going through the motions. You know, life is just boring. You know, you're like, you don't want to be without them, but it's not getting any better. You know, then there's also, you know, either one of them, male or female, where they're paying more attention to their friends, to their activities, to their work more than to the relationship. A lack of affection, particularly in public. You know, you want to hold hands, you want to be proud of the person you're with, and they're like, eek. They're just like not interested, and they try not to, you know, insult you with it, but they, you know, they want to touch you, they don't want to be affectionate with you, you know, be proper. And it's like, you know, if both of them are like that, that's one thing, but if one wants to and the other one doesn't, and they used to, then, you know, that's a big problem, you know. There's the big one, you know, they don't understand me. You're over there, you're trying your best and you're just not getting heard, you know, which I believe listening is a big part of it. And, you know, you're standing over there, you gave your best and they don't even care. It's like you didn't do anything. It's the most frustrating thing. So, you know, anything else come up for you, Sherry?
Yeah. Listening is a big one for women for sure. That is a really big frustration, and knowing how to listen. So basically, what we want to help you do is we want you to gain this information when you're going through this program so that you gain a greater understanding of the opposite sex, so that you get what you want. You get your needs met. And of course, the term I use, and it's my registered trademark, is the love bucket. We want to get your love bucket filled with all that good stuff. You know, when you're having a great experience, when you've got your love dynamics totally moving in harmony and in sync, what happens is your self-esteem is enhanced. You feel more confident, particularly for men. They feel more confident. It really permeates into all of their life. You do better in work, in your sports. You do better in all the things that you're involved in. And women feel that. So a man that's confident and strong and bold, you know, she thinks that you're the hero, and women love that.
You know what I also notice is that this is a systematic way of understanding where people can go wrong in their relationships and what they can do about it. You know, men always want to have a manual to fix something, you know, and then women go to Cosmo to read, you know, what's the five things to do to touch him this way or make him lust after you forever. And this is a system that you can continuously practice and know where you are while you're in the middle of it, rather than going looking at the book or the magazine. You know, it helps you gain intimacy with your companion by understanding how to understand your companion. There's also, you know, having you actually learn how to be irresistible to your partner. Now, who doesn't want to be irresistible to their partner? Who doesn't want to create that lovematism experience?
Oh, yes, and we'll talk about lovematism in a few minutes. You know, being irresistible, that's when a woman looks at a man and, you know, he's the hero. He's her Adonis. You know, he can be Casanova or, you know, every woman's dream, James Bond, and every man's identity, James Bond. You know, it's like, hey, you know, pump that up. Bring that into your relationship. It makes it really, really exciting.
Sherry, I just got to say that the best thing is to be with a woman that's excited about you. I mean, as a man, whose eyes are shining because you're there. And you're the reason why the eyes are shining. There's nothing better.
I love that. Yes. Love the twinkle in the eye. It's good.
It's better than sex. You only have sex just so that you can express how much you're happy about the shiny eyes, crying out loud.
I love that. That's great. Yeah, so, You know, by going through the five love dynamics, you will definitely learn how to have fulfillment in your relationship, how to get your love bucket filled. Avoid the mistakes that you used to make. You probably don't even know what these triggers are that are actually causing the problems in relationships. Or even if you're dating, you're messing up the attraction process so that the smooth flowing seduction, you know, moves you to the place where you're actually having a wild love affair that you want. And of course, who wants more? We want more love. We want more connection. We want more passion with the person that we care about. We want, if we're dating, we want to have the opposite sex under our sexual spell. We want to receive compliments and praise. We want to feel desired. And these are the things that you'll understand in going through the program.
Yep. So, you know, with all that excitement, all that understanding, you know, so what is our proof? You know, what is our proof? Like, what? Why should you, who's listening to this call, listen to us? So I'll just speak personally. Myself, I think I've made every mistake you could possibly make at least three times. You could probably call me Thomas Edison too. You know, Thomas Edison made 10,000 mistakes before he actually created the light bulb. I promise you, I've been married twice. I've raised two daughters. I have dated, you know, been a serial dater for many years. And in addition to like on the ground court training, I've actually spent at least 13,000 hours in serious personal development training between understanding communication, understanding the psyche, understanding the differences between men and women. I spent a lot of hours, months and years actually, understanding and being able to translate how men are to women and vice versa. You could actually call me a gender language translator. That's one of the things that has me be a love coach. So that's one of the reasons why I'd say, you know, this, I promise you, this works and this will work for you. Sherry?
Yeah. Thank you so much. And for being honest and telling us, you know, in your own life, you have had all these mistakes. We both have the experiences and we have the understanding. My background is actually I do systems design and infrastructure, and the way that I look at things is very analytical. And when I'm talking about love, I'm putting structure onto it so that people will benefit and be able to understand. It's not some kind of random stuff. We want those fabulous feelings, but in order to get those feelings, we have to understand the process and the dynamics of how we relate in the interpersonal relationship between men and women. So I'm going to give you a little bit of tasty information right now on this call. And what I'm sharing with you also exists on several websites that I've created, but let's share it now. And we will be going into details on this type of information in the calls and going forward in the program. So one of the things that I share with people is I want men and women to become a pro relator. And that's not a professional relator. It's pro as in proficient. And when you have pro relations and you're a pro relator, that means you respond with respect in your communications and in your love dynamics. And you listen with love. And it's a cycle. Because if you're responding with respect and listening with love, then you're going to get response coming back in love, and as well as listening with respect. And that really, really is an important factor in the relationships of men and women to be a pro relator. And it takes an awful lot of really mental processing so that you don't go into a reactive state. You are a pro relator. And it's one of those things, like if you're training for a marathon, you got to do it over and over again. You're not going to be able to run at your greatest speed on day one. And then if you were practicing for 6 months, right? Another area that's really important is the relationship design plan. And the relationship design plan is, if you're dating, this is perfect because you can totally understand your own internal motivators and what you want in a mate and going forward and all the different elements, because the relationship design plan is like a spectrum and you have to know where you fit in the spectrum, and certain colors blend better together. And if you think of the color spectrum, certain colors kind of clash. So you don't want clashing, you want blending. And within the dynamics of love, you know, you have highs and lows and ups and downs. And, you know, how do you do this in such a way so that the design plan will always lead you in the direction of love's true north? You want to be focusing on love's true north with the common goal that it doesn't matter what's going on in your life, that is your connector. And it permeates into all of the love dynamics so that you have this incredible bond. Now, for me, getting to the pinnacle of the love dynamic is the word that I've created. It's a term called lovematism, L-O-V-E-M-A-T-I-S-M. And you can go to that website, lovematism.com. There's a nice image of lovematism there that really kind of shows this bond. And it's an enduring bond, and there's four parts of this enduring bond. One of them is sexual magnetism. It's the magnetism of two bodies that are attracted. We hear, you know, chemical, you know, attraction, you know, a magnetic personality. You have to have sexual magnetism in an interpersonal relationship, in an intimate relationship. It's a very important part. It's part of the mating process. But even if you're not actually in the act of lovemaking itself, you have that sexual tension. It's that primal urge that comes through your body. And you really want that. A lot of people are come together because they have sexual magnetism. But that's not enough. Another area of the lovematism bond is the rhythm of two hearts beating as one. And having that heart bond, that heart connection, that total deep feeling, I mean, that is such an incredible experience. You can have those feelings with your friends, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your family, your son, your daughter. But when you have it with your lover, and ideally if you've consummated your relationship and you're married, you can have the most incredible feelings of, you know, the rhythm of two hearts beating as one. And it's truly beautiful. There's nothing more exciting in this world to have that level of emotional intimacy. Another aspect of the lovematism bond is mental hypnotism. It's the hypnotism of the mind. So if your wife, you know, is listening to you when you come home, you're the husband, or if you're the boyfriend and your girlfriend's talking, when you are interacting with that other person, it's the mental hypnotism, not just the words that they say, but how their mind works, and then what they do with their mind, what they're creating in the world, how they're expressing themselves in the world. When you look at them and the hobbies that they've chosen, the way that they like to cook in the kitchen, what they like to talk about, the things that excite them, what they're reading, what they're watching, what they're experiencing, that you're hypnotized by what they're doing. It's like when we talked earlier about, you know, she doesn't understand me or he doesn't listen. It's because they are probably not hypnotized by you. You need that mental hypnotism and really help, you know, bond the two of you. And then the last piece in lovematism is something that I find very, very beautiful, because there are a lot of phrases around this, but it is spiritual mysticism. And whether if you're doing this through a religious practice, the family that prays together, stays together, if you're doing this because you are involved in some other type of new age spiritual practice, or you're in law of attraction, or you believe in a higher power, the divine, God, whatever word you choose, whatever way that you appreciate something that's bigger and that draws us together, that spiritual mysticism in your relationship is very powerful. So once again, the four aspects of lovematism, which is the body, sexual magnetism, the heart, emotional rhythm, the mind, mental hypnotism, and the soul, which is spiritual mysticism. So I hope that everybody appreciated that. And now we're going to talk a little bit about this program.
Yeah, so, you know, the question I have is, after listening to that, I'm ready to buy it myself. But I'm wondering, like, who wouldn't want to buy that? Like, what would be, like, some obstacles or issues, you know, to buying, you know? one of the things is, somebody might think that, they can get any book for $12 that could tell them, what you can get out of this, and maybe it's hype, or maybe they're just resigned, and have given up on, the possibility of having success in this area. Maybe they don't think this program will work for them specifically. They may be like, that sounds like a really great program. I don't know if it's for me or if I can make it work. Anything come to your mind for you?
Well, some people may think that they're just doomed and that their partner's unchangeable. So why bother? They think they're trapped. They think nothing's going to happen. Or once again, they may just be embarrassed. So, and maybe somebody else pays your credit card bills, and you don't want to see something like that showing up on your credit card. Well, the good news is that the merchant name is called Internet Sales Team. So no one would ever see that and wonder what you're buying. It's all good. And it's a very small price to pay for endless pleasure.
Well, that answers one of the things that I had in mind, which is, is it worth it? Or, even if it's worth it, will I be able to make it work,
Right. And I think that, you and I had a conversation a while back that Albert Einstein said something that the solution to the problem is not in the problem itself. You have to have a new perspective, a new way of looking at things. And this program will give you a new perspective.
Yeah, I think he said something like the mind that produced that problem is not sufficient to come up with the solution to the problem.
Exactly. So, and if love success is your highest aspiration, why quit? Why sell yourself short just for a few dollars and incredible knowledge that will impact every aspect in your life? You need to invest in yourself, in your love life, and obviously your sex life. And, if you just do the same old thing, you're going to have the same old results.
Yeah. And, so why would you ever quit on your highest aspiration if love is your highest aspiration, if being in a loving relationship that fulfills you is what you're out for? Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself out by not taking actions on this.
Totally. I totally agree. Well, thanks, Tony. I really appreciate that. So, people have dreams around love. And in addition to having the skills and knowledge that we're going to share in the five love dynamics, what people really want is they want to know that they're going to have this relationship energy before it happens. You want to know that you can be a vibrational match, that you're in sync, and that this information will shift you to pave the way to find the person that you're searching for if you're dating. And there are other things that are going to change in your life. And if you're not dating, if you're in a new relationship, you can start it on track. If you are in an existing relationship or married, you can make some shifts. You can do this program by yourself. You don't have to do it with your husband, wife, boyfriend, or girlfriend. Get this knowledge for yourself. And then what will happen is that your husband, boyfriend, mate, or the new person that you're dating will be really impressed with you. And if you're in a relationship, your mate is going to wonder, oh my God, who are you? What happened to that old person? Because they don't want that person in their life. They want the person who is a pro relator and that knows how to actually keep that love dynamic humming at a high level.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I could see your sex life immediately improve and improve dramatically. I could see you being understood by your mate and getting the attention that you've always wanted. I could see you actually experiencing peace and excitement at the same time and end the frustration and your loneliness.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's so important that people want peace of mind. And when you are in a love relationship, some people may be into the drama and the crazy stuff, breaking up back and forth. It's not worth it. You might as well go for peace and love and wild and hot sex. And, if you're somebody that got some twisted stuff going on, you need to take that energy and have it build and grow, because what you want is to maximize your interaction and then have that channel into your love potential. Because as you grow, your love dimension grows and your sexual dimension grows, and it becomes really, really powerful. Your sex life will improve dramatically, and you can be understood by your mate and get the attention that you want.
Yeah. So now, what's the worst that could happen? What's your nightmare?
Oh my God.
Yeah, tell me. What's your nightmare? Come on.
Well, basically.
What's the nightmares? I actually asked, what's the nightmares not only you have, but the nightmares you've heard of?
Well, you know, basically, if you, you know, I could say, because we're putting on this program, that you're going to have nightmares if you don't know about the five love dynamics. But, you know, what are the things that happen if you do not get control of this aspect of your life, even if you think it's okay? A lot of people are in what I call the relationship by default. It's another term that I use, because they got in, they got lazy, they didn't put any effort in, and it's the same old, same old. And if you're not in a relationship, you could be old, fat, alone, ugly. Nobody's going to want you. You're just going to be trapped and confused. It's going to be like being in a dark room with no light, and you can't even find the door handle to get out. You know,
even worse, you know, the worst thing that happened is nothing. You had the same old boring life, or lose a relationship. You know, you might be a woman there sitting there watching Sex in the City with your girls, eating Haagen-Dazs ice cream, or going to the bar with your boys, drinking beer, and going home alone again.
Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. You know, and for women, you know, totally, you know, not feeling like they're loved, it just turns into sadness and depression. Totally impacts every part of your health. And, you know, if you don't get what you're looking for, if you don't know what it is, if you don't even not know what to do when something shows up, and with this program, you're going to be able to see things in a different way. So new things will show up. The biggest problem is when people start resisting and not taking any action. So you got to stop resisting the opportunity to improve your love life and start taking some action. So once again, you know, who is this for? This is for people who really want to make a difference and really want to improve the love in their life, if they are dating, to actually attract the right kind of people. And there are other programs out there. So where those other self-help relationship programs, you know, they just focus on the techniques or maybe therapeutic techniques. There's a lot of copycat stuff out there. And there's tons of free stuff on the internet that you read, and little articles here and there. And they just give you like a grain of sand worth when you need the whole beach. You know, some maybe just focus on dating or marriage, or maybe they just like, you know, you broke up, so they're trying to help you with that, instead of going over all of the love dynamics, because these interpersonal love dynamics work together. You have to understand it. If you don't have all the parts, you're missing information. So the program that we have deals with the five love dynamics, and it's the beingness of dating, relating, mating, and the other love dynamics. And it's great because it's both myself, Sherry Rose, the love linguist, and Tony Veer, the love coach. So you're getting the male, female experts giving you the different perspectives. Now, some people say that, you know, dating and marriage, you know, it's whatever, they don't really, it's simple. It's not. It's very complex. And we're teaching this from a perspective that you get to be absorb and understand and then act upon this information. And you don't have to do it with anybody knowing. You can just do it. And if it's successful, you can say, hey, you know, I went through this five love dynamics program, and maybe you want to give it a try. If your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, lover sees a difference in you. And just like Tony was saying earlier, you know, he made all the mistakes in the world. Maybe you want to tell us a little bit about that again, Tony.
So I was really cocky. You know, I was running people over. You know, I didn't realize that, you know, I was trying to replace my high school sweetheart through, you know, years of dating, serial dating. You know, I learned how to, you know, interact with my daughters as they were getting older. I've been on all three sides of a love triangle. I've been dumped. I've done the dumping. I have, you know, been lonely. I've had, you know, the dating thing or feast or famine. you know, all of it. I've been, you know, where I just want to go into it for lust, and I've actually, you know, want it for my heart, and, you know, I've experienced the love matism and didn't know how to handle it, and, you know, the whole thing. Like, anything you've probably had an issue with, you know, being too fat, you know, I've been that for a while. It's like anything you could come up with, I got it. I could tell you how to get out of that.
Great. Well, Tony, why don't you, because you have experienced this time and time again. One of the things I love about your background is that you're trained from the street and in the classroom. You've done a lot of work in personal development and self-actualization. So what is the real enemy of true love success?
That's good. So I find it interesting that, how people let a common thing prevent their love success. In fact, I think that the enemy of true love is something that's almost can't be seen. So what is it? It's the fence. Yep, the fence. So what's the fence, and what does it have to do with me getting what I want to in life and achieving love success? And what does it have to do with me losing what I have and experiencing failure? The success, the fence, is the thing that you sit on when you're facing a decision to move forward. Should I put up an online profile on a dating site? Should I have a heart-to-heart conversation with my lover? Should I even try again? The fence is that thing that holds you back from taking decisive action when you have a big chance. The fence is what keeps you inside your same old place and afraid of changing things. Right now, you might be sitting squarely on the fence about what the Love Dynamics program can provide for you and whether to get it or not. But now, it's time for you to decide. So if the program isn't right for you, you should get off the fence and make the decision to not gain the knowledge of the five love dynamics. On the other hand, if you've got the feeling that this program could make a big difference to your love life and sex life, then I want to tell you one last thing. This program comes with a 100% no-risk money-back guarantee. You get to join the training at our risk, and I will personally teach you and give you access to our best information so you can join me and Sherry when we start sharing the five love dynamics. So go through the entire program. Use what you learn in your love life. If it's not the best investment you've made for your love life, just ask for a refund. So whatever you decide, get off the fence. It's the enemy of your love success. Sherry?
That's true. And I really do hope that everybody will join us on this program and take advantage of this amazing knowledge and training and bonuses. We haven't even talked about them, but trust me, you're going to get some bonuses as well. It's going to be fabulous.
Okay, so who else wants to capture the attention of the opposite sex? Who else wants the surefire way to ignite passion in your interpersonal, intimate relationships and go from dating to love? Love in record time, all because the five soon-to-be-released love dynamics puts you in the know for dynamic love success. If you want an easy-to-understand program that broadcasts to the opposite sex exactly who you are in the world, attracts men and women like honey attracts bees, and revs up your sex life like there's no tomorrow, then this may be one of the most important programs you will ever take. It's the answer to your love life fantasy and your wildest, passionate, sensual dream.
I love that. But let's face it, most people want to like, they want to love, they want to connect with their fantasy lover or their real world husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend. Creating trusting, lasting relationships can be done with complete ease when you gain the understanding of the five love dynamics. You see, it's our human nature to care about others and to like and love other people. Being able to reach out and expose your true feelings, it may be scary. There are fears that get in the way, the fear of rejection, the fear of vulnerability, as well as ego issues and even jealousy. The world of love can be fierce. Many have battle scars across their hearts, and if you're listening, you may be one of them. Only the stronger survive. You have to have the guts to keep going. If you're dating, at times you can feel that your competition is breathing right in the back of your neck, and they're going after the guy or the gal that you want and the woman that you desire. You need all the help you can get and every possible advantage to make your life easier. Perhaps you're married and your husband or wife is a nuisance with demands, complaints, or just pure lack of attention. This is horrible because what happens is your energy is drained. They're stealing it away from you. The constant hassle back and forth burns at your belly and grinds you down, endlessly torturing you with worries that keep you up at night, and you wish there's something you could do about it. Something final, something grand, something ultimately powerful and clearly transformational that would bring you to an entirely different level of relating where you weren't competing with each other and you had all the harmony and the hot sex that you want. Wouldn't it be great if you attracted the opposite sex and your dating life was an enjoyable flow? You know that because of the outside and internal factors, your love and sex life is at stake. Your livelihood may be at stake too, and your health is at stake, and your peace of mind needs a boost. The business of living can get in the way of your love life with a boss to please, loans to pay, suppliers to take care of, children that need help, and you got to feed them. They need your attention. You've got to get rid of your stress, and you need your lover to be convinced to stay with you rather than leave and go elsewhere where there's a more attractive man or woman. You may be tired of hearing him or her asking for things that you can't deliver. And when you're already doing your best, and frankly, you know that their expectation is actually reasonable, you need an answer. So that's the five love dynamics. The five love dynamics will help you win so that you have better love. It will turn you into a pro relator so that your lover looks at you longing, as what Tony said earlier, with that shine in their eye, so that they look at you with long, beautiful desire, with lust, and they're ready to seduce you. Like all relationships, you want a steadier flow with the interaction and honest communication. Don't you want to be able to bring your lover's submerged desires to the surface for your mutual benefit and pleasure? There are different levels and different dynamics of love, and you've got to like and respect your lover if you want lovematism to occur. You see, the problem is that no one's hearing your message. If you're dating, they're not listening to you. If you're married, they can't get through. And you might not be the person that is the right person in the dating relationship. If you are in love with your husband or wife, you both need to find a way to find your power position so that you are heard and you come up with an optimal communication so that you can maximize your relationship potential. That all comes with knowing the love dynamics, and it will totally ignite your sex life. So today you have an opportunity to register for the five love dynamics. You need to develop a specialized interaction with your date or your lover or your husband or wife and bring him or her around to your way of relating. Cut through all the chatter so that you both fall deeper in love together and develop more passion. You need a way to understand the opposite sex and the five love dynamics, because what you want is you want the man or woman to think of you the first thing in the morning when they wake up. You want them to think of you during the day and definitely in the evening as you start your pillow talk. You need a way that becomes, well, that you are the thought. You're the only man or only woman that they think of, and that the pleasure and seduction, and that you're the only choice for the mate, because you know these five love dynamics that will make your relationship seek the highest love success. You need some way that buys higher respect, a hotter sex life, and complete adoration with approval and acceptance that seems almost magical. You need a way to get your lover excited about being with you and forgetting that anybody else exists. And these five love dynamics will bond you together with a loyalty that cannot be broken. What you need, my friend, and thank you for listening as we're wrapping up here, what you need is the five love dynamics. So register today. You'll be really glad you did. You've got everything to gain with the five love dynamics. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. So if somebody else that pays your bills, again, it's going to show up as the internet sales team. It's very innocent. Go ahead, register now. So all the details are here. Just go and register now. thank you so much for being on the call. I and my co-host Tony are looking forward to seeing you on the inside with the five love dynamics. This is Sherry Rose, the love linguist, signing off, and
this is Tony Veer, the love coach, signing off.
Goodbye.
Bye.